this morning's service. This is, in a sense, a traditional historical service that dates back over 100 years ago. Believe it or not, in the year 1918, in King's College Chapel, the service of Lessons and Carols first had its start. And it's meant to be a way of retelling the salvation story with not only scripture lessons, but also linking them with some of the very favored Christmas carols. And so you'll note as we read some of these lessons throughout the morning that there are matching themes that come from those favorite Christmas carols that make us mindful of the message of our salvation story. And so we begin our reflections today as we look at God's gift that is promised to us. In our first lesson, as we go all the way back to Genesis, the third chapter, and we learn of the fall of humanity as we read of sin and its curse. That evening, they heard the Lord God walking in the garden, and they hid from him among the trees. But the Lord God called out to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden. I was afraid and hid from you because I was naked." "Who told you that you were naked?" God asked. "Did you eat the fruit that I told you not to eat?" The man answered, "The woman you put here with me gave me the fruit and I ate it." The Lord God asked the woman, "Why did you do this?" She replied, "The snake tricked me into eating it." Then the Lord God said to the snake, "You will be punished for this. You alone of all the animals must bear this curse. From now on, you will crawl on your belly and you will have to eat dust as long as you live. I will make you and the woman hate each other. Her offspring and yours will always be enemies. Her offspring will crush your head, and you will bite her offspring's heel." We join in singing two verses of Joy to the World. As God's gift of promise continues to unfold, we read in Genesis, the 12th chapter, about God's promise to Abraham. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your relatives, and your father's home, and go to a land that I am going to show you. I will give you many descendants, and they will become a great nation. I will bless you and make your name famous so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse those who curse you. And through you, I will bless all the nations." We join in singing, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming."
Thank you.
As the prophecies continue to unfold, we read prophecies of the Messiah in Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice from now until the end of time. The Almighty Lord is determined to do all this. We join once more as we sing, "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear." From the gift that has been promised, we now transition in our reflection to God's gift given. In our fourth lesson, we focus on the promise dawning through the recordings of Matthew's Gospel, the first chapter. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph. But before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly. So he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now, all this happened in order to make come true what the Lord had said through the prophet. "A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel," which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to. But he had no relations with her before she gave birth to her son, and Joseph named him Jesus. We join together as we sing the words to "What Child Is This?" Fifth lesson speaks of the birth of our Savior as recorded in Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Let's join together once more as we sing the first Noel. As we reflect on our sixth lesson, we learn of the gift that has been given for all nations, as recorded in Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, magi from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. We join together as we sing the words, "As with gladness men of old."
Thank you.
Our journey of reflection has brought us from the gift that was promised to the gift that was given, and we now focus on God's gift as we receive it. In our seventh lesson, we learn from John's Gospel, the third chapter, how sin's curse upon all of humanity has been broken because of Jesus, our Savior. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. And so we lift our voices once more in joy as we sing "Good Christian Friends Rejoice." I invite you to stand for this.
Would you please be seated?